Okay, so we're going to start off with the first of the first, which is the halachot of waking up in the morning. Siman Aleph in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yaakov Yosef. So it says, Shaninu Mimasechet Avot. So we learned in, what's Mimasechet Avot? What's another word for Mimasechet Avot? Pekei Avot. Very good. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben Tema says, we actually say this in the Tefillah also.
Right before Kaddish.
Right after Rabbi Ishmael Omer.
Before we start, we have a sponsor for the learning. So if you could just announce.
Yes.
We have today's learning is sponsored by Mr. Nikun Abavian, Lelu Nishmat, Gabriel Ben Rafael.
Okay, so today's learning is sponsored by Mr. Nikun Abavian, Lelu Nishmat, Gabriel Ben
Rafael.
Ruach Hashem Tenechev Gan Eden. The limud should be Lelu Nishmato. So. Okay, so we'll start again. So we said Masechet Avot, Shani Masechet Avot, we learn Masechet Avot, Yehuda ben Tema Omer. This is the same thing we say in the Tefillah also. Heve Az Kanamer. What's a Namer?
It's a type of animal.
Yeah, so what type of animal, boys?
Anybody?
Okay, so Namer is a leopard. A leopard. So what's Az mean?
Az.
Az means bold. Has bold. It's like sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be bad, right? It can be very bold to do the right thing. Sometimes people are very bold and they do the wrong thing. So it says Az Kanamer, probably referring to the right thing. He's going to explain what each one of these mean. V'kal Kanesher, what's a Nesher?
Sure, it's an
eagle. Right. So what's Kal Kanesher?
Should be somewhat.
Should be light, right? Not to be too heavy, not to be too, easily to move and to do things and to go around to do things, right? The rats katsavi. What does it mean, rats katsavi?
It should be speedy like a deer, right?
Deer, right. To run like a deer. The gibor ka'ari. It should be strong like a...
Like a lion.
Like a lion. La'asor tzon avicha shebashamayim. To do the will of your father... in Shammai. Okay, so the Mishnah gives us Azkan Merkana Shikana Sher Raskat Vigibor Ka'ari, five different things that we should do the will of Hashem in Shammai. Velamdu Mikan Arba'a Divarim Ba'avodat Habore. So they learn from here four things, I guess four out of the five. They learn, it's only four. Azkan Merkana Sher Raskat Vigibor Ka'ari, there's four things. Four things in serving Hashem. Heve az kanamer. So what does it mean to be bold like a leopard? Ki kasher yaseh adam mitzvah. When he wants to do a mitzvah, lo yitbayesh mipnei bnei adam hamalgim alav. What does that mean? Lo yitbayesh mipnei bnei adam.
Should not be bashful.
Right. You shouldn't be embarrassed. Right. So all your friends are sitting and watching the basketball game. Right. And it's time for mincha. So you're embarrassed, right? Get up and stop the game. Everybody's playing, right? I'm going to leave. It's 5-on-5, right? I'm the 10th man, right? And it's time for mincha. I can't pray later, right? So it's a little bit, embarrassing to say, okay, guys, I have to go. I'm sorry. Like, I know you guys have 5-on-5, and without me, you don't have teams anymore, but I have to go pray mincha, right? There's no choice. So that's what it means, that you should be az kanamer. You should have bold, right? You should have courage. You should have the guts to be willing to go when it's time to do a mitzvah, even though people make fun of you, right? But if it's a mitzvah that you have to do, it's a mitzvah that you have to do. Doing extra things that are not necessary, right? And people are going to make fun of you, so that maybe you shouldn't do. Because it's not necessarily worth it, right? Because they're going to look down on the mitzvah, they're going to look down on you. It's not necessarily worth it. But to do the things that you have to do, right? The things that are halakha, so those things, there's no choice. Those things, even though people may make fun of you, those things you have to do anyways. Okay? So that's number one. Vikal kanesher, to be light like an eagle. So what do you think, guys think? What does it mean to be light like an eagle? Give me some examples. What would that look like?
Light like an eagle.
Like in what context? Sorry, what are your names, the three of you?
Daniel.
Yaakov. Daniel, Yaakov. Okay, I'll try to remember. Daniel, Yaakov, and Yaakov. And then two of these are, or three are your sons?
All three.
Oh, wow. Daniel, Yaakov, and Benjamin. Okay, I'll try to remember that. Okay, anyways. So what would that look like? Kal Kanasher. So look at what he says. He says, oh, look at this. Lemaher La'atzom enav mirot bera. To hurry up, was la'atzom enav mean?
Kind of to like protect or cover.
Close. To close his eyes. Mirot bera, to see something that he's not supposed to see. Okay? So, lemaher la'atzom enav mirot bera. Ki ri'iyat ha'inayim hitchilat ha'avera. What does that mean? Ri'iyat ha'inayim hitchilat ha'avera.
What the eye see is kind of what stimulates an avera.
Exactly. The vision, the things that you see, is the beginning, is the first step of the avera, right? The Chachamim say, Ayin ro'ah, leb chomed, v'raglayim imaharot la'sotra. Right? The eye sees. Once the eye sees something, soon after the heart desires it, and then once the heart desires it, so then a person runs to do the avera, right? So the eyes, v'lo taturu acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. What does it mean, lo taturu? What's latur? Like miraglim, latur et haaretz, right? To spy out, right? So the eyes are like the spies for the body, right? Because the eyes go and they see things that they want, right? And that makes everything else happen. All the whole problems start because of the eyes. So if one can properly protect his eyes from seeing things that he shouldn't see, seeing averot, seeing people doing averot, people that lead to averot, things that lead to averot, so then he saves the whole process, he saves the whole body. So kal kanasher means a person sees something that he shouldn't see, quickly he closes his eyes, quickly closes his eyes. Because he knows that the eyes are the first step in the process of the heart and the heart to the actions. Okay? So that's number two. Number three, verats katzivi, shaharaglayim yarutsu lidvar tov. Right? Okay, so first we spoke about being very quick. Quick means to close your eyes if you see something you shouldn't see. Rats katzivi means to run like a deer, to run to do a good thing. Right? A person, you see somebody who needs help across the street, right? Old man who needs somebody to help him cross the street, right? So you run. You don't want anybody else to get the mitzvah before you. Right? You don't want anybody to get the mitzvah before you. So you run, you go do it yourself. You see somebody who needs help, somebody whose life is in danger, and you're able to save them. So you run to do it. You run. Right? It's time to go to Minyan. Right? Minyan starts 8:05, and it's 8 o'clock, and you leave your house. Right? You guys are very close to here. Right? So you run. You want to be here on time. You have to get your Talidan, right? You don't want to be there. You don't want to be the last person in the Beit Knesset. You want to be here on time. Right? So all these things, a person sees the opportunity for a mitzvah, and he has to run. So that's number three. Okay? The gibor ka'ari. What does it mean to be strong like a lion? What does that mean? Zugvurat halev. Lenatzeach hayetzer. To overcome the yetzer hara. So something, he said something very interesting. He says that givura, which sometimes we translate as physical strength, doesn't refer to physical strength. Rather, it refers to willpower. What it means to be a gibor means to have the willpower to do the things he needs to do, even when they're hard, and the self-control not to do the things that he knows he shouldn't do. So, boys, Ezehu HaGibor. Yeah, what's the rest of that phrase? Ezehu HaGibor. Yeah, what's the rest? What's the rest of that sentence? Perkei Avot. Ezehu HaGibor. Right, Hakovesh et Yitzro. Very good, right? That's what the Mishnah Perkei Avot says. The definition of Gibor is not the person who can pick up a heavy rock, not the person who can, you see like in the Iron Man competitions where they attach themselves to a tractor, right? And they have to pull like an 18-wheel truck for like 100 feet, right? That's not Gibor. That's Koach. There's other words to describe that. It's nice. But that's not Gibor. Gibor means the person who can overcome his Yetzer Hara. Or when it's hard for him to wake up in the morning and go to Tefillah, he can do that. That's the Gibor. So you have to be Gibor Ka'ari. Right? Lenatzeach HaYetzer, to overcome the Yetzer Hara. V'lachen Yitzgaber Ka'ari La'amod Ba'boker La'avodat Boro. Therefore, right, this all connects. That's why it's at the beginning. Because the first thing you have to do in the morning is you have to get up like a lion. Right? You see the lion, he wakes up in the morning, he roars, right? With strength. With willpower. So you have to be like the Ari to wake up in the morning. Right? This is in an ideal sense, right? In an ideal sense, right? David HaMelech says, A'ira Shachar. A'ira Shachar means I will wake up the morning. I mean, if he used to wake up, even before the first rays of sun came out in the morning, right? He also says Chatzot Laila Akum Lodot. He just also used to wake up in the middle of the night to say Tehillim to Hashem, to say the songs of praise to Hashem. But I think the Gemara says that the first winds of the day used to come through his window, and he used to play his harp. The wind would stimulate the harp, and those sounds would wake him up in the morning, and he would wake up very, very early in the morning to serve Hashem. So that's the ideal, right? He has to be Ka'ari Lamo Bakar Lamo Baruch Shimimu HaShachar. Val Kopanim, however, Lo Yacher Zeman Tefillah U'Kriyat Shema. But listen, at least, don't pass the time for Tefillah and Kriyat Shema, right? That's the minimum. Right? I always found it interesting. He goes from one extreme to the other extreme. He says, listen, ideally, you should wake up before the first rays of sunlight. Okay, but at least don't wake up at like 10 o'clock in the morning after you miss those one Tefillah. So, okay, do the bare minimum, at least.
That's exactly what we were learning yesterday in Mishnah Brachot.
Yeah.
We're talking about the earliest and latest Zman.
Time for Kriyat Shema. Right, so Mishiyakir, right? And then the latest time is right, exactly. Okay, very good. Right? And then he just points out here in the... Just one thing about Kriyat Shema is that we have to be very careful. Sometimes we don't realize, certainly on Shabbat, right? Sometimes the latest time for Kriyat Shema can be very, very early. Especially, Sfaradim, Chacham Avad Yosef says that we should try to follow the time of Magen Avraham. The time of Magen Avraham is earlier than the other time, right? So if you look at the CalJ app, I hope everybody has the CalJ app on their phone. But if you don't have it, if you have a phone and you don't have the CalJ app, I recommend getting it.
847
or 914. So he says here that the Magen Avraham latest Shema is 8:16. So that's pretty early. That's pretty early so really, even if you pray at the 8:05 minyan, you should really try to say the Shema before if you want to make this time. The second time is 9:14, which is not so bad, right? 9:14 is doable. But still, in Shabbat morning, right? Most of the shuls, 9:30, right? 9:30, they say Baruch Shemar. So even if you say the Shema right before Baruch Shemar, you're still too late, even for the later time, right? So Shabbat morning, for sure, you have to make sure to say the Kriyat Shema before you come to Beit Knesset. But even during the week, if you can, to say it before to make that 8:15 time, 8:16 time, it's very good. But obviously, it changes every day, so you definitely need the CalJ app to know the correct time. Okay. So anyway, so look at what he says here in the brackets. He says, V'ikar ha'gvura hu baliv. So what's the real gvura? He just re-emphasizes that which we said earlier. The real gvura is in the heart. V'itzgaber al yitzro le'natzecho, to overcome his yitzahara, to conquer it. K'gibor ha'mitzgaber al sono, like a warrior who overcomes his enemy, l'natzcho, to conquer him, to defeat him, u'la'apilo la'aretz, and to cause him to fall to the ground. V'kach tzarich kol adam l'itzgaber al yitzro k'ari l'akum mishenato l'avodat Torah. So too, each person has to get up from his sleep to serve Hashem. Okay, now, v'af al pi, even though shamekayem et mitzvot Hashem ein lo litzbayesh mipnei hamalagim alav, so he says, even though somebody who's fulfilling the will of Hashem, he shouldn't be embarrassed, right? He should make sure he has the courage to do it and not to be embarrassed. Mikom akom lo itkotet v'yarivim mahem. Don't get into fights with them. Gam kedesh lo itragel lemidat ha'azut hamigunemot. So he says, listen, this midah, this character trait of being bold, and even though people are making fun of you, you do it anyways. You do it, right? But if you take it too far, it can train a person to have the negative part of this midah as well. This character trait, this personality trait of being az, is sometimes very good, it's sometimes not good, right? But if you get into the habits of fighting with people and arguing with people, you bring out the bad parts of the midah as well, right? Because being bold sometimes can be very bad. Right, a person. Everybody's shy to do a certain avera. They're shy. They don't want to dress a certain way. They're shy to. Everybody's thinking about it. Maybe this, maybe, or to say something. Thinking about it. Maybe that. But it's not appropriate. Nobody says it. Right. It's a little bit zesht, and the same person. It's a little ugly to do something like this. But somebody's bold. I'm going to be the one to do this avera. Chas v'shalom. That's the bad azut. Right. That's the bad way of having azut. So a person gets in the habit of fighting and he uses azut and it comes out in a negative way, so they can create he gets used to acting with azut, and then chas v'shalom, he won't only do it for the right thing, he'll do it for the wrong thing also. So a person should always have the courage to do the mitzvah in the right way, but not in a way that he'll get into fights with people and that he gets into arguments. Bet. Tzarich ha'adam shiyeh etzlo b'teva v'hergel tzmidi larutz l'dvar mitzvah. It's a very important idea that our character traits are things the positive character traits are things that don't necessarily come naturally to a person. We aren't born necessarily with the midah of zrizut, of being able to run, to do mitzvah. I see an opportunity, I don't let the opportunity go away. I do it right away, right? Somebody, my wife asked me to do something for her, right away. I don't waste any time. Right away I do it, right? Because I want to do it in the best possible way, right? But it's not something that comes naturally to us. It's not part of our, it's not something we're born with. It's something that we have to train within ourselves, something we have to habituate ourselves. We have to get into the habit of doing it. So he says, Sarich Adam Shi'etzlo B'teva V'hergel. Right, teva means in his nature, but hergel means what he gets himself used to. Timidi larutz l'dvar mitzvah, to always run for dvar mitzvah. V'yesh ha-me'acharim b'shenatam. He says some people, they wake up late, right? Minyan is 8:05, so they wake up like 7:57, 7:58. U'mitakvim b'veitam, they hang out in a few minutes, they, you know, check what came in the mail yesterday, and they look what's in the headlines in the newspaper, and they, you know, find some things to do. The achakach ratzin the Beit Knesset. So they run to Beit Knesset. Oh, I'm so good. I'm running to shul, right? I'm running to shul. Because you waste the time at home. That's why you're running to shul. That's what he says. That's not called doing things in the with the speedy way and the best possible. That's not what it means. To afshiroim botam ratzin mizarsi. Oh, he's running to shul. Oh, is it tzaddik? Right? He's running from his house to shul. Zemibnei sheichrul lehashkim v'takakom. He woke up late, right? And he's wasting time at home. That's why he's running to shul. That's not his reasons. They have to run. They don't have a choice. They get to shul on time. But a person should always take the first opportunity to be zariz, to have, in English it's called alacrity, right? To do it as quickly as possible for tefillah and for Torah. Not to be drawn after the sleep and tanugod, right? He just finished dinner, it's almost time to go to mincha. He says, no, I want to try a piece of the cake, and I want to enjoy it, and I want to take my time and have my tea. And he's gonna run into the time for mincha. It's important. He eats, he has to be satisfied, he has to have things that he likes. Of course, that's important. But to sit around and to overly enjoy his there's time for that too, but not when it's time to go to mincha, right? He shouldn't allow his yitzhar hara to cause him to be weak because of his wealth or his property. Right? All his wealth and property, in this world, as Hashem, he uses it for Torah and mitzvot, but you have to realize that it's only in this world. These are temporary things. These aren't permanent things. But coming to the shiur in the morning, right? Going to the shiur at night, going to tefillah, that the schar stays forever. That's eternal. That's not something that just comes and goes here for a few minutes and goes in a few minutes. That's something that lasts forever. So the time you go to this world, the enjoyment of this world, there's a time for it, there's a place for it, but that's temporary. That goes, it comes and goes. But the schar he gets for Torah, for tefillah, chesed, tzedakah, all the other good things he does, those things stay with him forever. Tzarich lahakdim lakum haboker kadei sheyaspik lahakin et atzmo. Okay, so two things. He has to, when he gets up early in the morning, number one, he has to have time, obviously, to get to the Kenisa on time, so he can do the tefillah, to pray with everybody, so he can start Baruch Shamra. When they start Baruch Shamra, have his talit and tefillin on, do all those things, right? But also, he has to make sure he has time to clean his bayit, to use the bathroom, to do all the other things, to wash his face, do all the other things he needs to do to properly prepare himself for the tefillah. Shelo yafsid zman tefillah. He doesn't want to lose the time for tefillah. I wish we had this in Great Neck, right? That the Shamash comes in the morning,
wake up call.
He knocks on everybody's doors, or he knocks on everybody's windows, to wake up those people who are sleeping to pray and to serve Hashem. I don't think the village of Great Neck would like that so much. The village of Kings Point would like that.
We could arrange it, though.
But we can arrange phone calls. Adam's willing to make phone calls for people.
805,
we have
resources. We can
whatever. Yeah, okay, good. We can get volunteers. We don't need the money. We can get volunteers to make phone calls. Right? In the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, they do this. In the yeshiva, it says, Kum la vayda sabayrei. They wake you up in the morning. Kum la vayda sabayrei. They wake you up in the morning to serve Hashem. But we don't have any Great Neck yet. We don't have any Great Neck yet. So that's Hashem. We should do it in time. Yeah, sure, Sam. Yeah.
We'll do
a little more. Okay.
Actually, no.
That's. Yeah, we'll hold it until office. Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. Chazak u'baruch, everybody.
We reached the.
Chazak u'baruch, Rabbi.